Today's message, it's 1027. Mike, along with Jill for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, you'll appreciate that this story is out of where?
Florida. Cow, they just make them dumb out there.
They do. And I saw an article here at the end of the year that was like, thank you, Florida. And it listed off all the
things.
And that's what
they're
were saying.
So ridiculous.
So there's crazy stories everywhere, but Florida just takes it to a whole
new
level.
They take the cake.
Yeah. Well, this guy, I don't know. It's just a weird story. It isn't what he did, but he claims he's got a major monkey problem.
Yeah. Interesting. It sounds like mice, but
right.
Different.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what it's like. It's like, well, you know, how's things going? Well, I got a monkey problem.
I have a monkey
really?
Problem.
Really? Well, news outlets report that Brian Pritchard of Ocala, or Ocala, I'm not sure how you say it. Ocala. Yeah.
Say
the troops of monkeys swarm his property two times a day, and they swipe food from a feeder that's meant for deer.
So, oh.
Well, there's your first problem.
It happens to my parents, but the turkeys and chipmunks eat it instead of the deer.
It's not monkeys? Really?
Not monkeys.
Sure, yeah.
I haven't seen any monkeys. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll attract some.
Maybe they're the ones that's stealing it. Maybe it's not turkeys that are doing it.
I want to have monkeys come instead.
Well, you may think that, but I don't know. And at that point, it's like, I think I could solve his problem. Stop
feeding
the deer,
first of all.
Yeah. And so cameras set up, he set them up to photograph the deer. Instead, captured pictures of dozens of monkeys. Now check this out, Jill. He counted as many as 50 monkeys in his yard at one time.
Oh my gosh. Right? They're probably pooping everywhere too.
Oh man, it's got, well, and throwing it, I'm sure.
Yeah. it's all over the side of his house.
Throwing it at the camera. Well, I just, yeah, so it all sounds cute until you hear that there's 50 monkeys in your yard. Wow. And so Pritchard says the primates have eaten nearly 250 pounds of food in recent days. All right.
Stop filling it.
No kidding.
Dip.
At this point, whenever you realize that you're losing 250 pounds of food, obviously that's
that clueless.
A little abnormal.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd have to look at photographs
to
figure it out.
Up
so, sure.
In the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, I don't know when they're doing this. Wildlife officials say the monkeys probably came from Silver Spring State Park that's about 4 miles away.
Would they go tell their friends?
Yeah.
This guy puts all this food out.
Well,
let's go.
I think that's the thing. I mean, because that's the way it usually works. It's like, oh, dude, we got a rager going on over here.
Every night at 10 bells.
So the park recently shut down two areas because of increased monkey presence.
Oh, my goodness.
And check this out. This is mind-boggling because I had no idea this existed, there was this issue. And apparently there is, because it's estimated that 200 monkeys live in the park.
Oh, and they're just wild, though?
Yeah, they are wild monkeys.
I didn't know that Florida had wild monkeys.
Yeah, well,
that
many
was like a zoo thing.
Are seen beyond its boundaries as well.
Oh, my gosh, they're going to take over the city.
Well, they are, because here's what the guy said. He said, the monkeys appear to be organized and aggressive.
They have a gang.
Yeah.
Do they wear leather jackets?
I think they
do.
Are
they smoking?
I think it's like West Side Story. I think they come out, you know, they're like...
They're snapping.
Yeah, they're snapping their fingers. They're
doing a little dance.
Yeah, making a little love and getting down. All right, there you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's message is 1027.